Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What's the one thing you change about yourself?
Being able to adapt to change.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. I hate change.
Do you feel you change being a man at all?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten mellow as I've gotten older, but yeah. I hate change.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, certain change is good. For example, I've changed the way I've eaten.
Yeah.
And exercise. Only because I feel like shit. I still feel like shit.
But you feel less shitty.
That's what really sucks when you quit things and you still feel like shit.
Yeah.
I quit smoking years ago.
Well, may as well start smoking.
But you feel better. I go, I feel awful.
Start smoking again.
I don't drink. I don't feel good.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the good feeling of being sober. I haven't felt it yet.
Not you? No. It's a big disappointment, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it's better for your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I'm doing it, but like, yeah. It's...
I mean, like behavioral changes, like psychological, how you relate to people, those are hard to change for me. Like eating, exercise, I could make those changes. But how I react to certain things, they don't change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Certain things about what people say to your spouse or your girlfriend. Or
yeah.
Certain shit.
They go
above your head and talk to your girl or your wife or something while talking. Shit like that is...
Yeah, you don't accept that behavior.
No. I'm so, not, fearful, but, just cautious of that particular altercation to the point where I essentially don't, I really don't talk to anybody's fucking wives or girlfriends or fucking anything.
I mean, you gotta be careful. You gotta handle with kid gloves, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days are long gone. I mean, that kind of involvement with multiple people and they're knowing their wives or husband. I'm basically a recluse. I see you guys a few others, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't really fucking get around too much. Mm. People think I'm an international fucking jet setter.
You are.
Well, I got news for people. I'm a fucking guy that's in bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
I'm
a fucking shut-in. I'll admit it.
Shut-in.
Well, this weather makes it easier.
Yeah,
it does.
Just get in your cocoon, get nestled in.
It's
fucking
true, man.
Put the movie on or whatever.
When I go to my fucking quarters and slam that fucking door and then lock it and then double bolt it so my family can't see me. I'm like, But have you made changes in your health or anything over the years or no?
Yeah, I mean, I try to eat healthy now.
Yeah.
You know, I really do.
Me too.
Before it was like eat anything. And I mean, I see pictures of even when my kids were little, I was a lot bigger. But up and down.
It's tough.
Know? Yeah.
I look at it when you're young, you think you're immortal. Nothing's going to happen to you. And it's like a fight. You go, I know I'm behind on all scorecards, but in the 12th round, I'm going to pick up the pace and fucking coast to an easy victory.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realize that's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So with me... With this change, I realize, okay, it ain't getting any fucking younger. Pushing 70, which is hard to believe, right? You go, what are you going to do? You can't even bend down to tie your fucking shoes because your giant stomach's in the way.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? So finally, one day I went, all right, I've had enough of this.
You get kids young and
I got young kids. Yeah, that's a big thing. I go, I got to hang around.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I made some changes. Those changes were easy.
I get 8 million reasons I got to hang around. You fucking people.
I know. Be a man's got a long fucking list. It's getting longer by fucking
stay in shape. Be a man.
Right? But the knockout power, I admit, is gone. I don't have it. I notice I'm weak in the gym.
But that's when a baseball bat comes in handy.
Right. When I lift weights in the gym, you are your exception. But when I lift weights in the gym, and I haven't been there in years prior to this little go-round, I'm fucking weak, man. I don't have what I used to
start small. Just go 5 pounds a week or whatever.
I mean, I'm not looking to kill it, but I go, wow, this fucking 30 pounds is heavier than it was 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago.
I cut down on the amount of sets and the amount of weight a little bit, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm going in, half hour.
You show up at 9:30 at night randomly.
After this, I'm gonna go to my mother's eat, and then I'm gonna hit the gym at night.
Nice. You know, you ever lay in bed like this and go, "Fuck it, I'm going to the gym," and just leave the house when you're nestling calls? You don't do that, right?
No, because I talk about not liking change. I'm pretty regimented.
Yeah.
I get up, I take a shit, I do this, I do that. You know, I have a task I have to do, and I stay to it. So if I have gym on my list,
you're going.
I'm going.
You got a fucking.
It's on my list.
You
today.
Knock it off with a pencil.
Yeah,
you have that. You do that.
Yeah. I do that. Old
that's
school.
Hard. Oh, you're a list guy.
Yeah,
that's good.
The list.
I mean, it'd be a lot easier if I just put it in my phone.
Yeah,
but you're like a list, yeah. Old fashioned fucking. Let me see the list.
Change is delicate because it needs motivation. You know what I mean? Like I'm willing to make changes, but only when I have the gun to my fucking head.
Right.
It's like, I put myself in this fucking terrible position. Now I got to fucking fix
that's
it.
Right.
So
that's
now I'm
going
to make a change.
No.
That's the only way I can do it. I can't preemptively be like, oh, I'm going to change because I know that this is something
right.
I need to cut out of my life later on down the road.
No. I was the same way. I mean, I just couldn't do it. You know what it is? When you get older, you really start to fucking, you know, see things differently. You go, oh, my God. And the thing these guys talk about, all these motivational things, where are you going to be in 5 years? And there I was, fucking 260-ish, close to it. Bad back, all fucked up. Mm. Go, where are you going to be in 5 years where you're going? Not too good.
Yeah.
So I fuck this. Here comes the champagne.
That's good.
Went back to the fucking gym, cleaned it up. And now I'm fucking ready to go.
No, you go to the gym every day? Or?
No, not every day.
Four times a week?
Yeah, four or five. I'll try to even, you know, do something at home even.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know, something. Just if I do something.
I was the other day when it was really cold, I went out for a walk.
It's nice.
And I was like, fucking, you can feel the fucking cold air on my face.
Nice feeling.
I was like, it fucking felt great. You know, instead of doing the treadmill with the.
You go like this?
Yeah, just felt. Just
fucking look up at that fucking brisk wind.
Felt great.
It's invigorating, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, as good brisk as cold plunges.
I felt alive for the first time in a month.
Right.
You know?
Better than sitting in a bathtub of fucking cold water.
Yeah.
That they're all doing, right? Have you tried that?
No.
I don't want to do that, yeah.
They have a. You getting one of those tubs here for that?
Hopefully, eventually.
I'll do that. If we get one here, I will do it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But like, some guys are throwing ice cubes in their bath at home.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to do it unless it's like a fucking like authorized fucking tank.
I'll confess. When I take a bath at home, I use her fucking feminine bath beads.
Ooh.
A nice warm bath, a nice Calgon soak.
That's all right.
Rose petals. You don't see me in no fucking ice bath.
You know what's
don't tell anyone.
You know what's not bad is those fucking, they have the bath bombs that
oh,
you put in the
nice.
Bath, and they have the ones that have weed in them.
Yes.
So what's that, going nice. To your pores and get you fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got the magnesium oil I bought on the spray.
What the fuck is that?
It's fucking ancient, it's literally called ancient minerals. They claim they got it from fucking a million years ago and they still got it for sale.
Yeah, they still got some ancient minerals kicking around.
You spray it on the torso and the legs at night. It's supposed to relax you. Do this. Bone health. You name it, cures fucking everything. I've
really?
Noticed nothing, of course.
I got some of that bone broth you were talking about.
You like that? It tastes great, but I have that sometimes.
Yeah, but I throw chicken and vegetables in with it, and carrots and all that shit.
That's a good, like, nighttime thing. Say you, I got to have something. You go, I know. I'll sip a cup of fucking bone broth.
It just sounds like the worst
it's
thing
awful.
That you would ever want.
And you're in your little bed going, oh, man. This diet shit
gritty.
Sucks, huh?
But I always, I make it, you know, I make, like, chicken and with all kinds of
we're making
like
a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good. This time of year.
Sipping broth. This is designed strictly for sipping.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Do you have a little cup too?
You throw it in the microwave or whatever and you sip it. And then, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you go, oh, there's your fucking treat. So much for that.
That's good for your system, right?
Supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
Load up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope to be one of those guys like you were talking about, John, where I'm fucking spooning broccoli out of the trash. But I fucking, it's just like, I don't have any, like you were saying with the fast food.
Yeah.
It makes you crave more fast food.
It does.
That's what, like, I eat shitty, so I want to eat shitty all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I won't go to fast food.
No.
I
stopped.
Yeah.
Well, you notice once you purge it,
and
if you've done
it
before,
anything.
But once you do it, like, for a month and it takes root, and then you're fucking on, you know, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you don't do drugs anymore. It's kind of the same thing, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Be a man. Experience!
How about people that change their clothes multiple times a day? I want to be that kind of guy. Yeah. You got to be descending a stairway so everybody can see you.
Too much work. I throw what I get on. I keep it on.
There was this guy. He owned Walsh Moving Company in Boston years ago. It was a big moving company. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
He had a mansion. He was in the family somehow, married to somebody. We'd go to his fucking house. And it'd be these huge parties with the big stairway. And he would randomly disappear and then fucking change. That was different because everybody would look toward the stairway. And there he would be slowly descending with a new fucking outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I go, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Then he'd leave again. You go, everybody look this way. He was now coming down with a leopard robe on. Yeah, that kind of shit. I like that. But if you change all day and nobody sees you, what the fuck good is it?
Mm. Yeah, no shit. Like I'm not going to waste a good outfit on fucking nothing. Like, I always analyze, like, fucking, like, what's in my schedule and what is going to be worthy of me using the good outfit. You know?
Now my outfit consists of fucking sweatpants, and more sweatpants.
Yeah, I mean, usually during the summer I get shorts on, as you guys know.
Right.
And then this time of year I get, like, sweatpants, because I'm always... at some point, hitting the gym.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to wear jeans and then fucking go, you know.
I
get all kinds of fucking clothes. I got to get rid of clothes.
You know, I'm the same way. I got too many clothes I don't use.
Oh, yeah. I have bags and bags of shit I don't fucking wear.
I can't even wear jeans anymore. They feel too formal for me. That feels like too much.
Yeah, it's way too constrictive.
It's heavy. I don't like them. I don't wear them.
It hurts my balls.
I used to wear jeans every single fucking day.
Can't do that.
A couple of weeks ago, I had to go somewhere and fucking, I'm like, oh, I'll put on jeans. And I felt like I was fucking standing in a bear trap. It was absolute torture.
The casual man, a nice fucking evening sweatpants slack ensemble is nice.
Yeah. The golf pants is fucking great.
The stretchy waist
things. Oh, yeah. With the stretchy waist.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like being fucking home on your couch at night like this, comfortable with comfortable clothes, fucking...
Do you sleep nude?
No.
I do. Totally nude. Just
underpants.
I can't do it. I feel I'm overdressed if I have underpants on in bed. I swear to God.
I mean, I want the thing flopping all over the place, you know?
So, John, you're totally nude?
Totally nude for fucking, honestly, 20 years.
That is courageous. You've never had any fucking mishaps? No skid marks? I was going to say.
That can't happen. But honestly, a couple of times I try to lay in bed with shorts on. I go, really? I can't do it.
Yeah, see, I can't. Like, if I wake up and I'm like laying sideways, my balls and my dick are hanging over.
It's touching the sheet.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel.
I know.
Even when I go to broad, like after I bang her, like I'll put my shorts back on and she'll be naked.
Yeah.
I won't let her put clothes on.
You don't want to walk around nude with your balls hanging out?
Yeah, just being in the bed. Like, I don't know. Especially, you know.
I know.
If you bang abroad, you're leaking all night.
That's true.
A lot of times.
Trips in the a couple of times with the peeing. As you know, we pee in bottles at night, you and me, Tons.
Oh, yeah.
You do too, Tons?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I
was going to do that the other night.
Really?
Just because you guys do it.
I love doing it.
Just because we speak so highly of it.
It was like I was going to have to get up. I was going to have to sit on the side of the bed, piss in the bottle.
It's too much.
Yeah, it was like at that point, I just get up.
No. I told you many times so with much. The handle. You need the handle one with the jug.
Yeah.
It's the best. You don't even have to fucking sit up.
The last couple of days, I fucking pissed so much.
Yeah.
I've just been pissing. And it's a lot of, it's not like my prostate's bad.
I do that too
sometimes.
Just
a lot of piss.
Yeah,
like
what is that all about?
Get rid of fluid.
Sometimes I fill up that fucking jug. I filled up the jug. Plus, I took three normal pisses in the toilet like a human being.
Well, you know, if you go off your diet a little bit, right? You put on a couple of pounds. Yeah. It's all water weight. So if you get back on the track, you've pissed it all out.
Fucking
you
piss. I'm gonna piss now.
Yeah, I do too. I pissed in the parking lot when I got here.
But you're right. That's the only thing about sleeping nude is when you take the piss. So you take your joint out of the jug and lay back, and you can feel it hit your fucking thigh. You go, oh, shit. Even now with the sweatpants, you get a little. If I go like this, you smell rancid piss.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want, after you get done taking a piss, do you shake it or squeeze it?
I shake it.
I squeeze it. Get it all out.
Yeah. No, I just kind of go like this. I flop
so you
it
give
around.
It the squeeze? Like you're trying to get the sausage out of the casing?
Get the squeeze.
That
sounds all
painful
out.
To me.
Yeah. Well, it's a gentle squeeze.
Like no, I'll do the, like, pinch the head and let it charge up and build up and then dump it out.
Oh, right.
Like,
that's how final I'll squirt.
Oh, when you're taking a piss, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. At the end of it.
But when I'm all done, there's always like residual dribble in there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's rough. Yeah, charge up.
Get a couple of drops. So then I have the one ply toilet paper I dab it on.
You dab the head?
So nice and clean.
That fucking knob. You ready to go for more?
That fucking baby's arm I got here.
The only time I've ever fucking wiped off my dick was because there was like something like blood.
Yeah, I don't do that. My dick's pretty dirty.
Yeah, I got a dirty dick.
I'm always washing my dick and cleaning my dick.
Although I am going to take a magnesium bath tonight. It'll freshen it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I have a dirty dick, but I definitely have a dark dick.
Do you?
Yeah. It's just genetics. You can't help it.
Are your balls? I mean, this is.
You pop black?
Are your balls black like mine?
I got pretty close, balls. Yeah.
It's weird.
Ashy?
If you looked at my balls, just my balls, and isolate them, you would say, those are the balls of a black fella. You would. I have black balls. It's weird. Yeah.
Mine are purple.
Really?
I don't know.
My father had black balls.
Brown.
I'm not even kidding. He had huge, hanging, black as night fucking balls. Well,
some broads have like fucking dark pussies.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I like a Ziploc. I like a nice, neat pussy.
You like pink?
Ziploc.
Brown.
So, like, the dark pussy is okay if it's just the perimeter. If it's just the lips and you can still see the, you know? Like, if it has, like a crust on a pizza, kind of. Like, just on the outside.
I like, a dick is a lot better looking than a pussy. In my eyes.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, fucking...
No, I mean, if you look at some... Like I've said this before, you have a beautiful girl, you fucking get her naked and look at her pussy, it's like, oh, man, look at that fucking hunk of beef there, right? You know, a dick is a dick. It's fucking clean. It's there. Pussy's like...
Yeah, dicks are more kind of uniform, I guess, in their appearance.
But you don't know what you're getting with a pussy.
No, yeah, maybe you know? That's because it's like internal and all of our shit is hanging out. So it's like, you know, it's breathing.
Like
fucking...
a lot of Italian girls, their pussies are like black girls' pussies. You notice that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen black balls on a white man.
I should be at a circus. Is that what you're saying? Like a fucking human oddity?
See, now that we're talking about it a little bit more, I'm going to go and retract my statement. I have gray balls. They're not black.
Mine are like brown.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe we should all show balls after this and
just
compare.
Just weathered.
A sack.
It's a sack.
Fucking prune sack.
That sack has endured a lot of fucking shit over the years. Tough job.
I mean, your dick and your balls change over the years. Yeah. I mean, now your balls are hanging. It's like a pendulum sometimes you're walking.
Right? Do balls hit your knees, be a man?
Lower thigh.
Do they make a sound?
But definitely, right? Your dick and your balls change as you get older.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, it gets meatier, but in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Right.
You get a fupa.
Only be a man gets fucking 5 erections a day. I haven't had 5 in the last 10 years.
I did my hernia again, so I feel like I did.
Your banana hurt?
Fucking my right nut again, and where they fucking did the operation.
Oh, it's always the right nut.
Yeah.
It's always the right nut.
It's fucking funny, isn't it? Not the left, the right nut.
Be a man. Experience!
Hey, does that chick still hold your penis when you gotta pee?
Yeah. She would, yeah.
Like you're a fucking but King
every time
Farouk?
Every time she touches it, I get a hat on and it goes all over the place.
What does she do? Like you're the fucking emperor? Like she wants to hold it like a servant, right? Like
when I take a shit, she wants to be in there and chit-chat with me.
Do you say, come on in here, talk to me while I take a shit?
I don't know. I'm not
does she like put it on a pillow?
I'm not ready to take the relationship that far yet.
I think you should do it just to set the fucking tone. Say, come in here. Why don't you sit in that chair and talk to me while I fucking drop a deuce?
Yeah. No, she's like, come in, chit-chat. I'm not ready.
That's no barriers.
All right, I remember the first time I had a fucking broad come in and fucking I was like, no, this is not fun. This is not fun and games. We're not going to be that couple where we're fucking hanging out with each other shitting. No. Like, no.
Do you want to watch a broad shit? That fucking grossed me out.
It's the worst.
Me and my wife are pretty close with that kind of stuff.
Nice.
She's actually examined my asshole point blank on numerous occasions.
Ooh. Well, she's very medical.
She's medical.
Yeah.
I bent down the other day, right? I go, she goes, let me look at it. I go, okay. I don't care. I go, what do you see? Anything? Does it look like a normal asshole? She goes, yeah, it's pretty sealed up. I go, yeah. It doesn't feel like hemorrhoids or anything.
That's good. So you got good suction.
But her mother goes, "You guys are too close. Me and Larry would never do that stuff."
How's come the mother knows?
Because we talk
that's
about
going, know.
She I go, "Yeah, she gave me a prostate massage." Because we do it for shock value, but it's true though.
Yeah.
We're just being open about it. She goes, "Well, you guys are way too close. We don't do any of that stuff. They changed in the other room. They're from that era."
Oh, yeah.
I have no fucking restrictions.
You're free will and spirit.
I am gross as they come.
I know. I, like in the last 9 months, I was with the bride. We were in a room and we took a shower together. And she was taking a piss. And all of a sudden, she ended up taking a shit.
Ah, that I don't
like, yeah. I looked in. I was like,
it's changed okay for me. I don't allow the woman to shit, though, in my presence. Yeah. Matter of fact, if she takes a dump and I walk in the bathroom after, I am so fucking appalled by that. I go, what the fuck?
It's not like a good smell. Like
when
yours.
Chinese girls take a shit, it doesn't smell.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah, that's maybe it's the ginger.
Their assholes are like hermetically sealed too, like a dog or a cat.
It's all that fucking bird food they eat.
Yeah.
They don't produce a foot long dog, do they?
One of the most annoying changes is when you have to fucking do something. You're getting piped on the cable or the phone. It happens every couple of months. And you're like, how the fuck am I paying fucking $80 over I should be paying?
Yeah.
But you never make the change to go to another company.
Right.
I've been paying fucking $20 more a month for internet that I didn't have. So they have me in this internet package, which is way... It's like... How many fucking things are you going to use on the internet?
Yeah.
Like 25? I'm like, no. No, I talked to a guy. You gave me a credit and stuff. But it was like, I've been paying for years and years, like $20 a month more than I had to pay. It's like $250 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
More than I had to pay.
It's awful.
So they cut it down. I noticed no different. Saving $20 a month.
You can't even follow me and talk to them. They go, huh?
What? Yeah, there'll be times where like I'm like, all right, I'm gonna make a stand and fucking make a change, and you get on the phone with the people, and you get on hold for 5 minutes, you're just like, fuck it,
you can't. Yeah,
oh, I was so fucking, good. I was going out with the fucking, you can't understand them, the way I finally got through to American was I said I was gonna disconnect my service,
yeah,
and they put me on with a guy, you know, suave.
Did
American
you go like this? I'd like to speak to the manager.
I said, thank God you can speak good English. He was really suave. Saved me like $20 a month.
Right.
You know, he gave me a credit for some stuff, like $40, $50 credit. I was paying. Why didn't they put me in this plan they've had for probably 5 years?
Oh, yeah. That's
too much internet, too much speed.
You don't need
he's
that
like,
speed.
He's like, how many devices are you going to be using? And I said, maybe 5 total at the most. He's all, get set up for like 25.
It's a big ripoff. Me and my son, new phones. The fucking guy went through the bill. It came up $40 more. I go, I thought you told me it was going to be the same price or less.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it is. But. And I used to find when you call these companies, for me anyway, threatening to quit. They go, oh, so we don't want that. Now I feel like going, fuck you, quit. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's different now.
They don't care.
And there's more competition for them now, too.
I'm leaving you for Sprint. They go, go ahead, go, fuck
they
off.
They don't give a shit. I mean, as far as the cable companies are concerned, I think like the Roku box is the best thing in the world. Yeah. $25.
Yeah.
You can watch whatever you want. Yeah. Where I am, I can't get the local channels. When I put my antenna out, I get fucking main stations.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can't get Boston. If I could get the Boston stations, I would just get like Roku TV and get like HBO or whatever, a couple of things.
Yeah.
And have the local station, sports stations.
Yeah, I refuse to. I see people that are still fucking just tied to the hip with fucking cable, and they're paying like $300
a month. My wife does that.
It's crazy.
She pays so much for fucking cable, but her rationale is, I don't go anywhere or do anything.
So that's her entertainment.
I guess. Now she's hooked on too many shows.
Yeah.
I go, dump them all. I don't give a fuck. I can't. But I want to cut my cable bill. I go, well, you're in a fucking position.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't do that.
Perfect world. I have like an antenna for the local stations, like the local sports station.
Yeah.
And have like Prime and Netflix, HBO.
We have every fucking thing there is.
Yeah.
Literally. And guess what? I watch so little of it.
Because
I go.
Yeah, watching like Newsmax.
I watch fucking Fox. I watch this. I mean, a couple of things. I don't watch it.
I do. I spend more time looking for stuff than I do actually watch
it. Right.
Yeah. Like the same way with the fucking video games, too. I'm just fucking looking through fucking menus. Just fucking looking at shit.
And by the time I finally find something a half hour later, I start watching. 5 minutes later, I'm passed out.
I spend most evenings now looking at shit on Amazon and Instagram reels.
Oh, yeah.
2 hours. I go, what the fuck? It's 9:15. What am I doing?
Well, YouTube is unbelievable.
I watch YouTube.
You know what I watch on YouTube is like the slums of America.
Fucking great.
You watch stuff like that? Like I watch the slums of America.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
No.
You can look. Yeah, just put it in like slums of America.
Really?
Yeah, the fucking just people, they drive through the slums.
Those are fucking great.
Yeah. I've seen those.
I've taken a lot of footage out of that.
That's
of
as enjoyable
things.
As me watching fucking, you know, something on Netflix, you know?
It's amazing that people watch anything.
It's educational.
With so many choices, right? How do you settle on anything? Who the fuck's watching it?
Anything you want is on YouTube or Google. I mean, right? You can go right to you. You know, you want to get healthy. You can fucking, there's a plethora of fucking
nothing
things
you
can watch.
A lot.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny those guys who go, oh, God, I'm going to watch a video on how to fucking put together a fucking electric fucking socket. Oh, I'm Jim. I'm going to show you how I put this electric socket in.
Just Joe Pork, right? Just regular Joe doing it, right?
Can you imagine the inspiration of those guys going, hey, I think I'm going to set up my camera and demonstrate how I fucking paint a wall.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be something like that. Yeah. Like fucking,
the end game is hoping it goes viral and they start making money on YouTube.
You know. Some of them really suck. I mean, the guys who have a channel, you go, okay, you got a channel. You're really trying to do this. But the guy who seems to do it randomly, like a bad camera work, I go, what the fuck inspired this guy to film himself changing his car air filter?
I love YouTube. So much shit on that. It's great.
You can really spend the night on YouTube.
Yeah.
And fucking, there's like a lot of the shit that they charge you for, you can fucking watch it for there free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the way the cable company has it set up, if you could get the regular, you know, local stations, but you have to pay like a $25 local regional fee.
You're
for
right.
That. You know, it's fucking
fees.
You'd save like $50 a month on your cable bill. You don't save that much, so you're better off having all the stations on there. You know, it's
the hidden fee.
Like the fucking Planet Fitness, I've been paying for that for fucking 3 years, and I just signed up so I could take a shower when I was living here.
Yeah,
I went there and I fucking shower when
I was.
Yeah,
but the good news is it's only $10 a month.
Yeah, but I'm not using it, so it's a total waste.
You might though.
No, I haven't used it in 3 years.
Do you have health insurance to a regular company? Or?
No.
Because they'll rebate that for you.
Yeah.
You do that? You must do that.
I got the free gym membership now because I'm a senior.
Oh.
Silver sneakers, they call it.
The silver sneakers.
They give you free gym membership.
Really?
But the YMCA is fucking awesome up there in Merrimack.
Oh, okay.
I fucking love it. It's huge. It's everything.
That near the outlets up there?
Near the outlets.
Outlets are fucking balls.
A couple of 2-3 miles past the outlets. You're like this. It's over there.
Nice.
Wow. It's a whole day over there, huh?
It's beautiful. They give you the free membership. And I go, you see a lot of geezers in there during the day?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to fucking, you know, hang on.
Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes. 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, let's check in on Dallas for another Be a Man hotline.
When I was 6 years old, my father used to drag me to this local Italian hall that had a bar. The bar section was for the degenerate gamblers, which also has a bocce court and pool tables. To shut me up from being hungry, my father would give me a chocolate bar here and there. To keep myself entertained, I would play pool by myself. One day, this local dipshit roofing contractor came in with his son that nobody liked and avoided. Seeing the son approach my pool table, I slowly walked away from the table towards my father, and he looked at me and said, "Why did you stop playing?" I looked at him and turned my head in the direction of the other kid. He turns my head and looks dead in my eyes and says, "Never let anyone take anything from you." Me being scared, I didn't know what to do. After a couple seconds, my father muffles out, "Also, I won't give you any more chocolate." Furious that my father would take my only source of happiness, I ran back to the pool table, picked up pool ball, and chucked it at the kid's face. A bloody mess, and the kid screaming, all the men run to his aid. And my father looks at me and shakes his head. I smiled and said to my father, Where's my chocolate? Never let anyone take anything from you. Be a man.
Exactly.
He's right about that. Be a man.
Yeah, like growing up, right? We were walking away from something, our old man's would push us right back into it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I one time came in from a fight and he saw, he goes, "You get the fuck back out there. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you." Swear to God. Yeah.
If put the fear of God into you, you'd end up killing the kid, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you ran from a beef, he was fucking would not have it.
Yeah.
Because he was a street fighting man himself.
Oh, yeah.
He looked, he wanted to get in fights. I didn't really want to get in fights.
Did you see him getting fist fights?
I never saw him getting fights, but I saw him attack people, like, and be restrained. And then I heard from secondhand from other people over the years, like, "Oh, your father was a fucking lunatic." First, I went, "Yeah, yeah, whatever." But when about 10, 15 people started going, "Oh, no, no, it's all true." I started going, "Maybe he was a fucking nut job."
Yeah. Those black balls.
Those black fucking balls.
Those door knockers.
Balls.
I know he wreaked a lot of fucking havoc in our house. Yeah. Seemed pretty tough to us. So you chase you down the fucking hallway with a hammer.
Like being a fucking prisoner.
Yeah, I tell you. But one time a guy fucking was doing construction at a house near my house, and I was giving him lip. The guy picked me up by the neck. I was a kid. He did it in a way that, like, he didn't, you know what I mean, totally strangle me, but still, he picked me up by the neck, and whatever. I told my father, he fucking ran down there. He fucking attacked the guy. The guy's father was, it was the father of his son, Greaseball Construction Team. That guy's father had to intervene.
Really?
He says, "I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you." Yeah.
I know. So my father's could hit us, but no one else could.
No. You couldn't run from
I
a
always
fight,
just
though.
Get whacked, like in Day Square in East Boston.
Yeah.
Like fucking guys hanging around, like drunks or whatever. They fucking whack you. If you're making too much noise, they fucking whack you or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do that back then.
Yeah.
Even somebody else's fucking father maybe, but you know, way back, you know, Mr. So and so, Mr. So yelled at me and gave me a little spank. He goes, "No more though.
No.
Someone touches my kid, I'll fucking kill the whole absolutely. Family, like Kaiser Sose."
Yeah. If you touch your own kid, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Be a man. Experience.
And there you have it, folks. The Be a Man gang ain't gonna change for nothing, unless it's completely necessary. Hang on to all of your bad habits until the last possible second. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.